We will kick off our sports. If it's Friday, that must mean it is a weekend at Saratoga. Good.
Every day is the same up there.
Yeah, really is. It really is a special place during the meet. It really is. It's the whole town comes alive, and it's all focused on racing. You've got the museum right across the street. You've got the old-fashioned park. You're out in the middle of nowhere, so there's no city traffic. It really is a special place.
Yep, it is. Definitely.
All right, well, what do we got on tap?
Well, today we got the Lake George. It's the ninth race. It's for three-year-old fillies going a mile on the inner turf. They got a little rain up there yesterday, but for the most part, there's been no rain up there, and everything is fast. The track is fast. The turf is hard. So speed's been doing real well up there. The number three horse, El Cahira, the horse just broke his maiden at Churchill on May 4th. This horse has speed, stepping into the unknown from a maiden special into a grade three. So speed's is a big asset here, and this horse at 12-1 is a horse you can definitely use in your number. So the three El Cahira is going to be one play in this race today. A couple other horses that I'm looking at, the six horse, Eminent Victor. This horse has no speed. This horse is going to be closing. All things being equal, Eminent Victor would be my top pick in this race, along with the nine horse, Spirit and Glory, but there's a huge speed bias up there, so those two horses I'll use in my number, but it's not my top pick. My top pick's going to be the eight-horse Skims. This horse has speed. This horse is running two graded stakes already, so it has experience. I think this horse is going to get a very, very good trip on or near the front end today. Coming off a bullet work of 47-4 on the turf up at Saratoga, very fast work. So all systems go for this horse. The eight-horse Skims, and I'm going to use the three Al Cahira and the six Eminent Victory today in the Lake George. Tomorrow we're going to go back to Saratoga. We're going to go to the 10th race tomorrow. It's a 5.5-furlong sprint, again on the turf. And all the fields up at Saratoga, big, like Marshall said, it's a special place. Most places you go and you see 5-6 horse races. These you got big fields in it, which leads to big prices. A couple horses I'm looking at in here, one is the 8-horse Super. This horse has only been out of the box one time on the turf at 11 lifetime starts. This was his last start up at Woodbine in the early part of June, coming off a layoff. This horse went out very fast out front, 22-2, 44-1, led every step of the way except the last step. This horse has every right to improve off of that. This horse ran one time on a turf, like I said, ran second, ran two times on a poly track, which to me equates to turf. It was 2-for-2 on the synthetic. So this horse likes the turf, likes the synthetic, training well at Saratoga on the main track, has a work on July 14th of 47-3, before that 47-4 up at Woodbine. So this horse is tight and has speed, has been running against top quality horses. This horse is very close to getting my top pick of the race for tomorrow. Two horses I'm going to use also. One is the 4-horse Bout Time. This horse will be a little bit off the pace, but not far enough where it's going to make a big difference. Out of 4 starts on the turf, this horse has 3 wins in a second. So this is a deep race tomorrow. A lot of good horses, a lot of chances to win in this race. There's one horse in here that sticks out to me a little bit, and it has nice odds, too, the 2-horse, 6-1, Miss J. McKay. This horse ran once over Saratoga at the distance and ran second. Has been running very good down at Belmont. Had a couple of bad trips. That's the difference between this horse and the rest of them. This horse hasn't been lucky as the trips that it's been getting. Gets Ortiz tomorrow. Hopefully he has his head on straight and gives this horse a better ride than it's been getting. Again, this horse is coming off of 2 bullet works into this race tomorrow. So a very contentious race. I think any one of the three can win. I'm going to go with an exacta box in that race. And if the horse from Woodbine if that horse's odds are better than the two, Miss McKay, I'm going to go with that one. That horse on Woodbine is super zen. So the two, Miss McKay, the four, Bout Time, and the eight, Super Zen. Those are my three plays for the stake tomorrow at Saratoga.
All right. Well, how have your picks been going so far this year?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Last week, I lost the paper I wrote it on. But the Friday race, I had the right horses in the wrong order. So if you boxed it, you cast for a pretty decent number. I remember that.
All right. Well, keep up the good work, and we'll speak to you next week.
Hey, how about the Astros?
I was just talking about that. The Yankees are a great team this year. There's no doubt about it. But every game they play, except for one, is a close game. And the Astros win most of those games. So the Yankees can do all the winning they want, but they got to learn to beat the Astros.
And they could be close. People can say it's close, but here's a stat I've never heard about a team or two teams playing each other before. The Yankees played seven games against the Astros, and any pitcher for the Yankees never took the rubber with the Yankees having a lead. The Yankees, the two games that they beat the Astros, they won in walk-offs. Yeah. They've never had a lead at the end of an inning against the Astros in any game.
These are the two clubs that are going to play for the title at the for the American League, and so
no doubt. I keep discussing things with my nephew, and the four best teams in baseball, bar none, are the Yankees, the Astros, the Dodgers, and the Braves. Yeah. That's it. Everybody else are just pretenders. Yeah,
and so the Yankees got to find a way to win that, and you can take all the platitudes and everything they've done this season, and if you're a true Yankee fan, throw it out the window, because you got to win that championship. So
I think I saw the Yankees are hitting 115 against Houston pitching.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
It's interesting.
All right, Mike, we'll speak to you next week.
Yeah, I'll try to save this paper so we see how we made out.
Okay, take care.
Have a great day.
Mike Causey with a check at Saratoga, and our check on sports, as a matter of fact.